Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Government to introduce Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026 in Lok Sabha today. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju urges all MPs to participate in discussion on exam reform bill. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announces formation of high-powered task force led by technology expert Nandan Nilekani. Prime Minister urges young people to strengthen their connection with India's border villages, describes developed villages as foundation of Viksit Bharat. IMD forecasts very heavy rainfall in Odisha and Chhattisgarh today. And India's weightlifting queen Meerabai Chanu wins third successive Commonwealth Games gold medal in women's 48kg category. Rishikant Singh bags silver in men's 60kg class. And now the news in detail. The government will introduce the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026 in the Lok Sabha today. The bill seeks to amend the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024. It will be introduced by Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh. On Friday, the Union Cabinet had approved a draft bill to set up fast-track courts and to ensure stricter punishment in cases of paper leaks and exam malpractices. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has appealed all members of Parliament to participate in the discussion on the exam reform bill. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said, after listening to the voice of the young generation and the historic decisions taken by Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the future of students, he appeals all MPs to participate in the discussion today. We have a report.
The bill has strong penal provisions to deal with any case of paper leaks. According to the listed agenda of Lok Sabha, Union Minister Jitendra Singh will introduce the bill in the House. The bill introduces 7 key amendments designed to plug enforcement loopholes, establish dedicated judicial mechanisms, and accelerate criminal trials. It also seeks to significantly overhaul the 2024 framework by instituting strict time frame for both investigations and judicial proceedings. State governments and Union Territory administrations will be empowered to designate courts of sessions as special fast-track courts dedicated exclusively to trying offences under the Act. According to the provisions of the bill, proceedings in special fast-track courts must be conducted on a day-to-day basis, with trials mandated to conclude within 3 months from the date the charge sheet is filed. Komudi Parekh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced the constitution of a high-power task force on examination reforms, which will be led by renowned technology expert Nandan Nilekani. In a video message, he said the task force will focus on examination reforms and, based on its report, steps will be taken as soon as possible to ensure the credibility of the upcoming examinations. He said that the country's examination system must be trustworthy, transparent, and leverage technology to the maximum extent. The task force will also consist of former IB Director Tapan Dekar, former ISRO Chairman S. Somnath, IIT Chennai Director V. Kamakoti, besides former Education Secretary Anita Karwal, and logistics expert Amrit Lal Meena are also part of the task force. The Prime Minister added that the government is also moving forward towards introducing a new law in the Parliament today with stringent legal provisions regarding examinations.
हम पार्लियामेंट के अंदर कठोर कानूनों के प्रावधान के साथ नया कानून बनाने की दिशा में भी आगे बढ़ रहे हैं लेकिन हमें भविष्य के लिए सोचना है हमारी परीक्षा पद्धति ट्रांसपेरेंट हो हमारी परीक्षा पद्धति में सबसे ज्यादा टेक्नोलॉजी का उपयोग हो इन सारी बातों को ध्यान में रखते हुए विश्व प्रसिद्ध टेक्नोलॉजी एक्सपर्ट श्रीमान नंदन निलेकनी जी के नेतृत्व में एक हाई पावर टास्क फोर्स बनाने का निर्णय किया है जो एग्जामिनेशन रिफॉर्म की तरफ फोकस करेगा और जल्द से जल्द आने वाली परीक्षाओं की विश्वसनीयता को सुनिश्चित करने का काम इसके रिपोर्ट के आधार पर कर दिया जाएगा।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged young people to strengthen their connection with India's border villages. Addressing the participants of the Viksit Vibrant Village program through video conferencing, Mr. Modi described developed villages as the foundation of a Viksit Bharat. Prime Minister lauded the growing role of youth in nation building through the Mera Yuva Bharat, My Bharat platform. The Prime Minister said the youth of the country are not only the driving force behind a developed India, but also its greatest beneficiaries. Mr. Modi said when the energy of youth is channeled towards addressing national challenges and finding solutions, the future of the country becomes brighter. He added that when young people connect with grassroots realities, they strengthen India's journey towards inclusive development.
विकसित वाइब्रेंट विलेज की ये यात्रा सबको जोड़ने और सबसे जुड़ने का ही एक सशक्त माध्यम है और अब आप सभी की जिम्मेदारी और भी अधिक बढ़ गई है आपकी ये यात्रा यूनिटी थ्रू पार्टिसिपेशन की यात्रा है भारत का युवा जितना ज्यादा भारत के सीमावर्ती गांवों को जानेगा उतना ही वो भारत को सरलता से जानेगा वो भारत के कोने कोने के साथ सरलता से जुड़ेगा और ये प्रयास नई मजबूती का कारण बनेंगे
Speaking about the Viksit Vibrant Village program, the Prime Minister said the initiative was designed to inspire young people to visit, understand and engage with the country's border villages. He noted that the program received an overwhelming response with nearly 3 lakh youth participating in the competition, out of whom more than 400 were selected.
Viksit Gaon, Viksit Bharat ki aadharshila hai. विकसित भारत के निर्माण की यात्रा लगातार चल रही है और इसमें आप सभी युवा साथियों की बड़ी भूमिका है इसलिए जब देश का युवा जमीन से जुड़ता है तो वो विकसित भारत के विजन को और व्यापक बनाता है ये युवा मन में देश के लिए जीने देश के लिए कुछ करने के संकल्प को और मजबूती देता है
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall with extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Odisha and Chhattisgarh today. IMD said Odisha will experience widespread to extremely heavy rainfall under the influence of a depression over the northwest Bay of Bengal. Several districts are under red, orange and yellow warnings, with the administration maintaining heightened vigilance as the intense monsoon system continues to impact normal life. Heavy rainfall has triggered waterlogging, inundation and flood-like conditions in the parts of northern and coastal Odisha, prompting close monitoring by the authorities. More from our correspondent.
Odisha is in an intense monsoonal episode today as a depression over the northwest Bay of Bengal continues to unleash widespread rainfall across the state. The system is expected to move northwestwards and cross the North Odisha West Bengal coast between Paradip and Sagar Island around this forenoon or noon. The India Meteorological Department IMD has issued a red warning for Sundargarh, Keonjhar and Mayurbhanj districts for today, while orange warnings remain in force for several northern, central and coastal districts. In Bhadrak district, a flood-like situation has emerged in 7 gram panchayats of Banta block following a sharp rise in the Kapali River, disrupting road connectivity. The IMD has cautioned about thunderstorms, lightning and gusty surface winds, advising people to remain vigilant and avoid unnecessary movement in vulnerable locations. Prakash Das for Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
The nation pays tribute to former President and renowned scientist Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam on his death anniversary today. He played a crucial role in India's space and missile development programs. Dr. Abdul Kalam is also known as the Missile Man of India. He died on this day in 2015. Union Home Minister Amit Shah paid tributes to the former President Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam on his death anniversary. In a social media post, the Home Minister called Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam as the architect of India's space and missile program. US and Iran have paused attacks for a second straight day, raising hopes of renewed negotiations on an interim ceasefire after nearly 2 weeks of escalating military action. US Ambassador to the UN, Mike Waltz, said President Trump is giving diplomacy space, noting that Oman, Iran and other negotiators have been engaged in talks at all levels in recent weeks. Waltz also dismissed suggestions that the US is running low on interceptor missiles used to defend against Iranian attacks. On to sports, India's weightlifting queen Meerabai Chanu has won first gold medal for the country at the 2026 Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. She dominated the women's 48kg weightlifting event with a record-breaking total lift of 190 kilograms.
There it is, Commonwealth record for the Indian legend. What a weightlifting machine she is.
The 31-year-old weightlifter set new Commonwealth Games records by lifting 85 kg in the snatch and 105 kilograms in the clean and jerk. The triumph also earned her a third consecutive Commonwealth Games gold medal following her victories in 2018 and 2022. A report.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated Meerabai Chanu on her achievement. The President said she has showcased exceptional grit, determination and excellence. The Vice President praised her dedication, resilience and consistent excellence, while the Prime Minister described the victory as another glorious chapter in Indian weightlifting, calling her an inspiration and wishing her continued success. India added two more silver medals in weightlifting. Chanambam Rishikanta Singh finished second and bagged silver medal in the men's 60 kg event with a total lift of 264 kilograms. He equaled the Commonwealth Games record in the snatch with 121 kilograms before lifting 143 kilograms in the clean and jerk. Raja Muthupandi claimed silver in the men's 65 kg category with a combined lift of 286 kilograms, comprising 126 kilograms in the snatch and 160 kilograms in the clean and jerk. Malaysia's Muhammad Azneel bin Bidin took the gold with a games record total of 299 kilograms. India also made progress in boxing. Jadumani Singh advanced to the men's 55 kg quarterfinals after defeating Pakistan's Sumama Rehman, while Preeti Pawar moved into the women's 54 kg quarterfinals with a victory over Malawi's Deborah Matenji. India's medal tally now stands at 4 with 1 gold, 2 silver and 1 bronze. Para power lifter Jhandu Kumar had opened the country's account with a bronze medal in the men's heavyweight event on the opening day of competition. Esika, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In men's cricket, India defeated host Zimbabwe by 35 runs in the third and final T20 international to clean sweep the series 3-0 in Harare yesterday. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Anuja. All the dailies talk about the constitution of a high-powered multidisciplinary committee to revamp the National Testing Agency. Hindustan Times headline says, PM unveils Nilekani-led panel for exam reforms. Lauding the Kargil heroes, Prime Minister Modi hails defense, sports and space feats of our country in his Mann Ki Baat program. Prime Minister also highlighted the culture of Olympiads and hackathons steadily growing in India, making him immensely proud, cites the Asian Age. Government issues advisory for seafarers amid rising Black Sea attacks after five national skill, reports the Statesman. Financial Express reports solar, wind, power generation jumps over 25%. As per the data shared by Adoption Authority CARA, 5,000 adoptions made last year, highest in a decade. UNESCO adds France's D-Day landing beaches, Greece's Mount Olympus to heritage list, reports the Indian Express. Ladakh gets first school for children with special needs, writes the Tribune. And finally, making it a golden day for India, Meerabai Chanu completes hat-trick of goals at CWG is a front-page headline in The Pioneer. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government to introduce Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026 in Lok Sabha today. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju urges all MPs to participate in discussion on exam reform bill. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announces formation of high-powered task force led by technology expert Nandan Nilekani. Prime Minister urges young people to strengthen their connection with India's border villages, describes developed villages as foundation of Viksit Bharat. IMD forecasts very heavy rainfall in Odisha and Chhattisgarh today. And India's weightlifting queen Meerabai Chanu wins third successive Commonwealth Games gold medal in women's 48kg category. Rishikant Singh bagged silver in men's 60kg class. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.